Radio.
You're listening to CryptoCurrent, the only podcast that explores the bold projects, exciting opportunities, and the growing reach of blockchain and cryptocurrency. Whether you've got skin in the game or you're just crypto curious, keep an open mind, enjoy the conversation, and stay CryptoCurrent. Now here's your host, Richard Carthon.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of CryptoCurrent. Your host here, Richard Carthon. And today, got an exciting guest all the way in Bulgaria. We have Oren with CoinPoint. How are you doing today?
I'm doing amazing. Thank you very much for having me.
Of course. Happy you could join us. Well, go ahead and start off by telling us a little bit about yourself. Give us some background.
Yeah, sure. So I started my online journey like 18, 20 years ago in the gaming space. I learned a lot, became independent something like 12 years ago, opened my agency back in Israel, restructure it and reopen it again in Manila in the Philippines in 2012. Actually, over there, we were exposed to crypto for the first time and to Bitcoin back then and to exchanges, the fair exchanges and so on. And this is where we actually started our journey with CoinPoint, with the brand name called CoinPoint.
Got you. So let's stay there for a second. So what year was it? And like, what was the official like first introduction into crypto and blockchain that you experienced?
Yeah. So I used to have an agency. I still have the agency, actually. It's a marketing agency in Manila in the Philippines called Lydia. And we had some clients over there dealing with marketing strategies and marketing campaigns. At the end of 2012, it's the 11th of November, I remember this date, we got the email from a few guys from Kraken. And back then, Kraken was very innovative because they invented an amazing way that you can buy Bitcoin with US dollars. Back then, it was very crazy idea. How can you do it? And we were very lucky and very happy to get this query from them and to try to help them with some marketing, with some rebranding, with some acquisition channels and so on. And this is basically where we were exposed to Bitcoin for the first time. Because of my background in gaming and trading and games industry, I immediately saw that Bitcoin as a coin and cryptocurrency as a concept and blockchain as a technology definitely makes sense. And we started to learn much more, get more into deeper of things and to see how it works. And it just matched to everything that we had in mind. And
which is really unique that you were able to get in so early and help with, Kraken, because I mean, that's such a big platform and there's a ton of people that are using it now. And so around like what year was this?
2012.
Yeah. So you've, been in the game for 8 years now and, you know, it's probably been an amazing journey to see how far it's come and just how much has entered the crypto and blockchain space since that moment. So now tell me a little bit about CoinPoint. You know, when did you originally come up with this business and like, what was the original premise behind it?
Yeah, so where we first saw the demand and saw some queries coming from crypto companies and some Bitcoin storing solutions back in the days and some trading platform, the first one that came up, again, early 13, we decided to open a separate agency called CoinPoint Group back in Manila in the Philippines. And we tried to learn and to build the business in a way that it will be like a market leader, like an engine. To build these marketing campaigns, to build new innovation acquisition channel, affiliate channels, and so on. We were very lucky because back then we were the first one and we took a big chance. The business grew and grew very nice. We opened a second office in Sofia, where I am at the moment, in middle 2017. And today, CoinPoint Group have these two offices that I mentioned. And our 100% of our focus is on everything that is related to crypto / Bitcoin blockchain in a way.
Gotcha. Which which is awesome. Like, man, kudos to you. Congratulations for, you know, starting so early and, you know, still being around thriving. And I'm sure now with everything that's going on in space, it's growing even more. But, you know, tell us about some of the, you know, original projects that you worked on and how you've seen the marketing space evolve over time, particularly in the crypto and blockchain realm.
Yeah, so I can give an example from the wallet niche of the business. And the first wallet was very premature. And the first wallets was definitely all about trading Bitcoin and Ethereum, the first two major coins. We worked with several wallets around the world and we saw the challenges about adding new tokens, adding new pairs, accommodating and retaining the user database within, over the years, Mt. Gox and Bitstamps and all these slaps in the face during you trying to do your work, and you get these news updates about this exchange that is being hacked or this exchange that is being closed and so on. And it was very hard to maintain and very hard to keep on educating when the market is very negative and very red, let's say, in a way. But we try to focus on the value and try to focus on the solutions that wallets or anything else in this niche is bring to businesses. If we're talking about gaming or e-commerce or logistics or aviation, or basically everywhere where we see that blockchain and cryptocurrencies can give some solution, can solve some problems, and we try to focus on this one. And today, you know, few years after, we're still here and we're still building the business because it's changing so much and it's evolving so much.
Absolutely. You have to be able to adapt and evolve with the times. But, you know, I'm sure there's several marketing tips that you could share with us. But, like, you know, what is one major one that's, like, been reoccurring that you think for any aspiring crypto or blockchain project that's out there that they should have in mind as they look towards how they're going to bring that to market?
I think the major tip or the major idea that I can share is the fact that the users that are using cryptocurrencies or adopting the blockchain technology are a bit different. They're more tech savvy, they're more developed, they usually part of the Z generation. So when you're building a market campaign or when you brand your business, you need to think a bit different. Nobody or almost nobody in this market is searching in Google or in Facebook for their solutions or for services or products. This ecosystem is happening in another sphere. And to find these users and to accommodate these users, you need to adopt a bit different approach, let's say.
Right. Different approach and strategies, because just like with anything with marketing, you have to first identify who's your audience and how do you get in front of your audience. And I think that's a really important point of your audience isn't necessarily going to be Googling and going to Facebook to try to find, you know, this audience. They're going in various
definitely
other places to find these resources that they're looking for.
Definitely. Today we have a project, for example, based on BSV, on the Bitcoin Satoshi Vision blockchain. And 95% of our marketing execution is happening inside the platform where this audience is at the moment, like Twitch, like Steemit, like very specific Telegram groups and so on. So if you want to market something very specific, you need to find your audience, to know where to find them and know how to accommodate them. Otherwise, you're wasting your marketing budget.
Great point. And I really appreciate, you know, that insight. And a lot of people have a lot of amazing ideas. And the reason I enjoy talking to marketing people like yourself is, you know, you could have the greatest thing ever, but if no one knows it exists or that they could be using it, then what's the point?
Exactly.
So on that subject, you know, you've worked with a ton of different crypto and blockchain projects over the years, but what are some that are on your radar that has you excited?
Actually, on our radar, we have started a few years ago an annual event in London every second week of February. And this is maybe the most important thing for us at the moment to finalize this event. It's happening on February 6th in London. in the Excel center, where we gather 250 blockchain adopters and crypto enthusiasts into one place. And then we show them, together with our partners, we show them case studies, how it works in payment, how it works in e-commerce, how it works in the games industry, and so on. Actual case studies. We've done it in the previous series, and I can tell you that it was a big success, because people are a bit afraid still of blockchain, a bit afraid of cryptocurrency, because everything that is you know, on the news and topics and so on. But once they see wallet transaction in their head, in their mobile phone for the first time, they got it. When they see a decentralized application signing the smart contract for whatever they have in mind, that's it. It's done. Then you convince them, or then you finish the education funnel, which is very important, or then you finish actually the whole circle to put them into this sphere.
Absolutely. And that's one of the main reasons I started this podcast. What I've learned is that you just need to be able to speak to one person's either pain point, or they need to be able to just grasp what you're doing and how it makes sense to them. And as soon as they get like one connection, then the rest of the connections start happening over and over and over again. Because they need something to be able to be like, okay, I can relate to this, or I get it. And then that's when they want to learn more and more and more and start educating themselves. So I completely agree with that. And I think that's amazing. And I hope your event goes incredible in London. But what are some other things? 2020 is going to be a really big year, and the next decade is going to be really big for the crypto and blockchain space. Mm-hmm. What are some things in the horizon that you think people should be aware of?
I can mention maybe two projects that we are taking part of, or maybe two general ideas. One is the game industry. The whole games industry is together with the iGaming, together with casino, together with esports, together with casual gaming. They're moving into blockchain because they understand that the values of blockchain, like transparency, like immediate transactions, and like decentralization, for example, and so on, make sense for the business, definitely. So all this niche that I mentioned before, under this whole title called games, they're moving into blockchain. They're trying to adopt blockchain for CRM and for acquisition and for affiliate management and so on, and it's happening. We have some case study that we're working with. And I think that this all sphere, and maybe esports will lead this change, will definitely be 100% blockchain-based within 2 or 3 years, together with all these advantages, together with all the innovation that involved.
Awesome. No, I really think that's big, especially I've had a couple previous speakers on the show that were in the gaming industry, especially with working in the blockchain space. And like, it's just, there's so much opportunity for early adopters and early developers in this space to bring gaming to the blockchain. And whoever figures it out and gets in the space early, there's going to just be such an ROI on your time and investment in like creating this ecosystem, because it's coming. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And I really think that's really good insight into something that people should be looking out for. So thank you for that.
Definitely.
So, Oren, thank you so much for, you know, sharing various things that you've been working on in the crypto and blockchain space, and the importance of marketing and various ways that, you know, people can be using marketing and getting to the correct audience to get their product or their idea in front of the right people. But what would you say is a final thought that you want to leave with all of our listeners here today?
Final thought is that do not afraid of the unknown, because the unknown can bring a lot of value to your business and to your personal life. Blockchain is technical. It's a bit complicated. You need some time to understand how it works. But the bottom line is that it's going to improve what you're doing, and going to make your life easier. It's going to make your business efficient, more efficient, and so on. So my main suggestion to everyone who listens to this podcast is just jump in. Jump into the pool. Try, download, spend some, and learn.
Absolutely. And I think that is an absolute amazing final thought that I'm not going to add anything to it. Just go for it. And Oren, thank you so much. What are some different ways that people can connect with you and learn more about CoinPoint?
So we are on coinpoint.net. We are on Medium, LinkedIn, Twitter, Steemit, Twitch, Facebook, of course. and so many other channels. Just look for CoinPoint and you'll find us.
Perfect. Well, again, Oren, thank you so much for being on the show. And for everyone listening, stay cryptocurrent. Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of Cryptocurrent. For more information on this episode and all of our episodes, please visit us at www.crypto-current.co. Stay up to date with the latest news in cryptocurrency. You'll receive daily emails Monday through Friday that are personalized and curated content specific to you and your interest, powered by artificial intelligence. Are you an accredited investor looking to invest in cryptocurrency? Crescent City Capital can help. Go to crescentcitycapital.com for more information. If you're finding value in our content, please take 5 minutes to leave a 5-star review and a great comment. Also, please make sure to share this podcast with others. Hello, everyone. I hope you're enjoying the quality of this podcast. I can only thank my amazing producer, Andrew DeRitter, with DeRitter Productions, who has put this together. If you have any podcast, visual, or video needs, please go to DeRitterProductions.com. That's D-E-R-I-T-T-E-R Productions.com.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Cryptocurrent with Richard Carthon. We'll be back with more exciting developments from the world of blockchain and cryptocurrency next week. But until then, stay cryptocurrent.
Please use available exits now.